They all be that straightforward.
Yes, sir.
Good luck the rest of the way.
Good seeing you as always.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, sir.
The next application is 11,878, Toby M. and Alexandra M. Trakowski, and I apologize if I butchered that, seek variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, sections 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Baltimore Street, approximately 225 feet west of Andrew Street in Bayview Park. The 911 address is 39667 Baltimore Street, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, map 20.11, parcel 34. Specifically, they are looking for a 0.9-foot variance from the front and a 13.3-foot variance from the front. The 0.9-foot variance from the side and a 13.3-foot variance from the front. We did receive three letters in support. Received a letter from Fred Meckley that he and his wife are next-door neighbors. They are great neighbors and an asset to the Bayview Park. We have no objection to their building plans. He's also the president of the Bayview Property Association, or the Bayview Park Property Association, and speaking on behalf of our board of directors, we also have no objections to the building plans. And then we have a letter from Paul Blinkhorn. I approve of setback variances. They are seeking for the property on Baltimore Avenue. I own the property across the street, and I approve of the application for the variances. And then we have an email from William and Carol Lee Yeomans. Please be advised that Carol Lee and William Yeomans of 39673 Baltimore Street in Bayview Park have no objection to the request of a variance from the front yard and side yard setbacks based for the applicants. We received no letters in opposition and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
May it please the board, I'm John Sergovic from Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCarthy, and Owens, and I represent the applicants, Mr. and Mrs. Krzyzewski. With that said, we were here about a year ago, or probably a little less than a year ago, and we were successful in obtaining a variance, but I think my clients bit off a little bit more than they could chew on that variance. The cost of total tear down and total reconstruction was cost prohibitive. With that said, we're seeking at this juncture to basically elevate the existing structure as it existed when my clients acquired the property. The previous variance, the effort was made to reduce the front setback encroachment in the front yard, but in finding it cost prohibitive to do a total tear down and rebuild, the existing structure on there's a porch, but on the second level above the porch, it's an integral part of the living levels. I have to illustrate that.
There's copies of the original survey
when Mr. and Mrs. Krzyzewski bought the property, and you'll see in that depiction that there's cantilevered living space with a porch underneath, and that's the so that's the way the house was originally constructed. With that said, I'd also like to hand up a survey work done by simpler surveyor showing the maximum height to which the property could be elevated. And I'm also handing up copies of the Board of Adjustments decision that was reached in the prior application. And with those matters in front of you, I'll briefly go over the criteria of the requested variance and how the application complies. First, uniqueness of the property. The subject property is approximately 7,020 square feet. It's located in an MR district. The so it's smaller in volume than a regular MR lot. The existing structure configured on the survey that was performed when my clients acquired the property, that was the layout when they acquired it, and they believe that was built back in 1958 or 59 in discussing the history of the property with their neighbors. The property is susceptible to flooding. It abuts a lagoon on one side, and if you see the most recent simpler survey with the elevations shown, you can clearly see a boat ramp, and that boat ramp invites water to come up the boat ramp and flooding into my client's property. My clients testified before and can reaffirm today that water came within 6 inches, or 6 inches, of the structure during the storm event, which we've identified as Sandy. The physical circumstances or conditions makes it non-possible to develop the subject property in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning ordinance. Again, the existing porch with living level above it was the condition of the property when my clients acquired it, and my client's desire at the current time is to elevate the structure in its existing footprint, and to do that would require the 13.3 foot variance for the front setback requirement and a 0.9 variance along the side. And again, both of those conditions were not created by the applicant. They were there when my client bought the property. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
There are two aerial photographs
which we actually used in the last application. The only change is that one of the lots on the street where the Krasowskis live has improved the property. But you'll see from the aerial photographs that this area of Sussex County has a lot of structures that are kind of a mishmash of locations along the various lots in the Bayview Park and Bayview Park additions. This elevation of the structure will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The neighborhood's been looking at this structure since well before the time that my clients acquired it. And as the neighbors and the president of the Bayview Association stated, it is in character with the neighborhood. And the variance is the minimum necessary because my client's desire is to simply elevate the structure. And
have you been sworn yet, Toby?
I have not.
Can you go swear?
My client, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Toby Krostowski, mailing address 54 East Oak Avenue, Morristown, New Jersey. Local address 39667 Baltimore Street, Bayview Park.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Krostowski, is what I've just stated true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, it is.
Can you just explain to the board in your own words why you're seeking a revision of your upgrading of your property?
Well, from originally when I was in here the last time, I was looking to tear down and rebuild. And had a whole scheme to do things and a great plan and whatnot. And once we got that approval, I went out for costing and found out it was really cost prohibitive to tear down a livable house and then build another one. And I was just outside of what I was going to pay or even a payback on a house. So now I'm looking at saying, let's salvage the house we're in. And I want to retire there, but I do still want some storage space, a garage, and whatnot. So by doing so, I'd like to lift up the house and make storage space and garage space below the house that's there now.
With respect to the prior application, you were going to lop off the porch area and just go back at 25 feet. Can you explain how the existing structure, you can't really do that?
Right. If you look at one of the drawings where it says the cantilevered porch with living space above, it is the simpler survey, the 9x11 sheet, that it has cantilevered living space with porch underneath. The living space above is integral to the rest of the house. It's an open floor plan, so that is part of the dining room, living room, and it goes right into the kitchen area. So that is living space above that outside porch.
Is there also a bedroom and bath on that floor?
Yes, there is.
And with respect to what you propose to do, are you going to elevate the first floor and by how much?
I was going to elevate the first floor and estimate around lifted 10 feet. So you can get garage and storage space underneath.
So the current flood elevation, according to the other larger, simpler survey, is 6 feet from ground level?
Yes.
And you want to do an additional 4 so you can...
An additional 10. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
16.
And so that you can get cars to park under the property and get them off the front yard and off the roads?
Correct.
And also to have a storage area there? Mm,
yes.
And do you plan on putting another living level above the existing living levels?
I do not.
And so you're basically just lifting the property in airspace so you can conform with flood elevation requirements and also to give you the same kind of storage space and parking space as you saw in the original application?
Yes.
And with respect to the flooding condition, I know that we, in the last hearing, we mentioned the fact that the property is flood prone. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is.
And with this, will you still have some garden space in your backyard outside where it normally floods?
Yes.
And with that said, I think that hits
all the criteria for the requested variance.
Okay, I'll see if there's any, excuse me, questions. Mr. Workman, I'll start with you.
You said you're going up 16 foot high? You're going to elevate it up 16 foot, as you just said?
Raise an additional 10 feet, and I believe we're 6 foot, five, right near that, and add 10 feet.
Add 10 feet to it?
Yes.
It's a two-story home?
It's a two-story home.
Okay, and nothing else going on? You're just raising it up and that's it?
Correct.
Okay, no other question.
Okay. Mr. Barrett?
Well, of course, cantilevering and putting it up at that height, you're probably in an A6, is that right? Your flood?
I think.
And you're 10 feet above that. Okay, I understand. So you want to raise it up another 10 feet, and you're calling that cantilevering living space. Naturally, it would be. If you're going to go up there and have it, it's going to be living space. The problem I have with it is once you take the home down and you start up again, and like anything other, you're starting from scratch. In other words, you've got to meet the setbacks. You've got to, anything else prior to that doesn't fly, right? You agree with that, right?
Are you saying that I'm tearing the house down?
Are you tearing the house
down? I am not tearing the house down.
You're going to what?
I am just going to take the existing structure.
Existing structure and lift it up, right?
Correct.
Okay, I want to make clear that you're not, anything that you're adding to it would have to be, okay, you're not.
No.
Have you taken into consideration that the other houses along the lot there, or if my math is right here, you're looking at an average of 29.6 foot setbacks if you took everything on that block. Your houses, the other houses, to your left and to your right?
Mm-hmm.
They're at 29.68.
But none of them are conforming.
That's right. But I mean, you could average there, right?
That's if we're building new. Again, what we're, my client's requesting is to take the existing.
The existing house.
Existing house, which is non-conforming dimensionally.
Right.
The existing living, the existing height levels.
Okay.
Elevating that up in the exact same footprint so that the variance sought is a variance to.
And that variance is going to be 13.3 tenths?
Correct. That's the existing encroachment. We're seeking to elevate the encroachment in airspace.
Okay.
So we're not affecting what you would consider for front setbacks, such things as access by fire trucks or anything else. So again, the purpose of the setbacks is to, for both light and air, and also to allow emergency vehicles. But we're not affecting any of that because we're already encroaching at that level.
That's right, you are. Okay, so you want the 10-foot height for putting parking area too, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, that clears that up for me. No other questions.
Excuse me, Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Contrary to what was previously said, there is a property right next door that is conforming. And did you talk to that neighbor, and then does that neighbor have any issues with you further encroaching?
Oh, you mean to the left and the right?
The one that sits back 45.3 feet to you, as you face your house to the right.
To the right? I did not speak to them personally, no, okay. But I do know them.
Okay, but you're not aware of any objection they may have?
I am not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Hearing no Mr. Trump.
Yeah, I've got a couple. You're moving it up. Have you considered being able to try to move it back or over to the side so you're no longer encroaching or minimizing those encroachments?
Mr. Sharp, on the one side, even if we moved it over.
Looks like you would still have some encroachment.
We'd still have some encroachment. And again, because the tear down and the rebuild was so expensive, what my clients decided to do is use the existing usable portions, but that way they'd have to stay in the same plane relative to what's there.
Okay, so this isn't one of those things that they could move it back a little bit without any major cost difference?
If you recall both my statement in the beginning of this and my client's affirmation of that, we did have flooding within 6 inches of the house from the rear side, so moving it back does not make any sense.
Okay. The edge of paving, where is that in relation to the front property line? Is there a gap there? It's tough to tell on the survey, and I didn't...
I don't understand the question.
If you look on the aerial photo there, you see where there's the yellow line there? That looks... Granted, these are the tax maps, so they're not surveys, but that appears to be the edge of your property line. It looks like there's a bit of a gap between there and the roadway. Are you aware of if your front property line matches the edge of paving for the road?
I'm just assuming the end of the property line just touches the road.
Okay.
But I don't think we have a survey to that effect.
Okay.
It does. You're right. It does appear that there is some right-of-way between the lot and the, or some right-of-way area, not necessarily paving, some right-of-way area, based upon the tax map.
Now, the last point I've got a question for you is, you're elevating it. Have you looked at whether you're going to need additional stairs, landings, things like that, to be able to access the livable areas of the home, or is that going to be underneath the home? I see you have stairways to the rear, which would appear to be in the building envelope, but I didn't see anything in the front or the sides. Are those going to, have you considered those?
There'll be stairs, but it'll be interior stairs.
Okay, so you don't need to have anything coming additionally out into the building.
No, I don't see anything on the outside that's going to change. I'm just going to basically lift it up, put block there, and lift it straight up.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
You only have one set of stairs, or you got two sets?
I've got steps, exterior steps out the back.
Okay.
Interior steps to the front door.
Okay, interior. Okay, gotcha.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has testified that testimony that he's just wants to raise the building up. I think I questioned him long enough and hard enough so that I know that's exactly what he's going to do. He's not adding anything to it. He's going just to raise it up to meet the flood of A6, and then he wants to go up 10 feet. Is that correct? Just
yes.
To get himself some parking place under there, so it's going to be a 16-foot first floor. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
First floor endeavor.
Well, we're at flood is 6 foot, right? So I guess, yeah.
Okay, you got me. Okay, so there is a uniqueness to the property. He hasn't created this through the years. It's like 70 feet wide, which doesn't give him much on the sides to expand the building, and it's been that way, so he's just raising it up. So he does need a 9/10 when he does raise it up on the I believe it's, what is it, the west side.
Yep.
Okay, and it can otherwise not be developed. It's not, I don't believe it's being created by the applicant. He has so made that statement that it's been there. Will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. I believe the Mr. Mills has asked that question and to the neighbor on your east side. And also, I believe this is the minimum variance that, to give the applicant relief.
Okay. Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Do I have
to
a second
approve.
To that motion?
Yes, with that motion to approve case number 11,878.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman. that we approve case number 11,878. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Becker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Callaway. For the previous reasons have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,878 is approved.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice, thanks.